I actually quite enjoy starting my morning time singing that in the morning. Right? Just as I'm coming to spend time with the Lord, just saying, "Good morning, Lord Jesus." Right? I got a terrible voice. But it doesn't matter. It's just me and the Lord. He doesn't care. Isn't that right, Rod? Right? My wife would make fun of me. But the Lord doesn't care. Right? So, well, we'll get into that later. But anyway, we wanted to have just some fellowship along some of these verses, using some of these verses, about this matter of having a time with the Lord in the morning. Right, this weekend is on the matter of the Word. But this practice of having a time with the Lord in the morning is something, as you saw in so many verses, right? It's actually throughout the entire Bible. I could actually fill this whole booklet, right, with verses about rising up early in the morning. About how many, so many of God's servants got up early in the morning. Right? Whenever anything happened with the Lord, right? Actually, he began, even the Lord himself, and we'll see this, got up early in the morning. And so many of the psalmists, psalm after psalm, right, they talk about, right, enjoying the Lord in the morning. So there's something special. There's something precious about spending time with the Lord in the morning. But just as Brother Steve, you know, in his speaking earlier this morning, he mentioned this matter of a form, right, with prayer reading. And it's the same with having a time with the Lord in the morning. It isn't about just having a habit or a practice or even, in a sense, a form of coming in the morning. All right, how many actually get a holy word for morning revival every time it comes out of the church? How many get one? All right, okay. How many spend time with it? So how much time do you spend, Ethan?
About
15 minutes. That's pretty good. Well, recently I was talking with in Fort Collins. We were in our home meetings with some of the college students, right? We began to talk to them about this matter, about what do they do, right? And what is it to spend time with the Lord in the morning? And a lot of them said, "We do it." And they basically come and they were sort of frustrated. They were frustrated. And they actually didn't see that much value. How many here actually see and enjoy and think there's a lot of value to getting up in the morning and getting into the Holy Word for morning revival? Okay. Some of the students, most of the adults. Right? I saw a few. Right? But what we found was the reason they were frustrated is they'd come and they'd spend a few minutes and they'd kind of do the form of prayer reading, right? Take two verses you know, and of course they said, you know, one student said, "You know, I really feel saying amen to myself. You know, oh Lord, you know, in the beginning, you know, amen." You know, he just felt strange carrying out that. and he says, and you know, two or three minutes later, you know, "I'm done with that. I read the word. I read the ministry portion. And that's kind of it, you know. Okay. Put it away. I did my thing." Right? And this is what they were frustrated with. Was, you know, we keep speaking to them. "You need to do something. Have morning revival. Have morning revival." But of the students, how many of you students, right, the young people, how many of you would say you're revived in the morning? How many of you actually have a revival in the morning? Sometimes. Right? I mean, it's called morning revival, right? Doesn't that tell you that the point of the whole matter is to be revived. Right? The point is the revival. And there's only one way to be revived. There's only one reviver in this universe. Right? There's only one person that can revive you and give you a revival. And that's the Lord Jesus. So actually, what we want to see this in this matter of spending time with the Lord, it's actually to spend time with the Lord. So this isn't just a matter of having a practice or a formality. Right? This is about coming to the Lord Himself in a personal way, in an intimate way, in an affectionate way, to spend time with Him. And firstly, and primarily, right, for His satisfaction. Did you ever consider that? The Lord needs you to meet Him in the morning. I will convince you of that, I hope. The Lord needs you. Above everything else, He needs you to come to Him in the morning and spend time with Him. Right? If it depends on us in our feeling, in our sense of our own need, right? Actually, we will not make it. Right? We won't make it. Eventually, we'll give up on it. Right? Because this morning, I don't feel like I need it. It's not based on our need. Spending time with the Lord in the morning, having a morning revival, isn't based on our need. It is actually to meet God's need. This is why all those genuine, dear lovers of the Lord, His seekers, those who served Him, right, those who worked with Him, they all had a time with the Lord in the morning. Because they're here on this earth for His need, to meet His need. And so if you like to be this kind of person, right, you have to pick up this habit. First, you have to see the need. And then you have to have something in your heart that I want to meet the Lord's need. So this first verse we had, Song of Songs 7:12. It says, "Let us rise up early for the vineyards. Let us see if the vine has budded, if the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom, there I will give you my love." This is actually the Shulamite speaking to Solomon. This is the lover speaking to the beloved. And she says, "Let us rise up early for the vineyards." Who's the us? It says, "Let us." This is the lover of the Lord. Right? The Shulamite. Shulamite is just the feminine form of Solomon, right? Matching Solomon. And she says, "Let us rise up early for the vineyards." Who's the us? Huh? But when she's speaking, there's only two there, right? There's the Shulamite and there's Solomon. And she says, "Let us." Right? There's the lover of the Lord and there's the Lord Himself. And she's saying, "Let us." Right? She's saying, "Let us." Meaning she's saying, "Me and you, let us rise up early." So it's the Lord and the lover. We're going to rise up early for the vineyards. And actually, the vineyards in this context are actually all the local churches. So she's saying, "You and me, Lord, let's rise up early for the sake of the vineyards, for the sake of the churches." And that's, right? Actually, You have to realize, if you're going to go on in the church life, you actually have to enter into the reality of what we're speaking today. It is really difficult to remain in the church life without this. I'll tell you honestly, it is difficult. Right? So this matter of spending time, of rising up early, not just for you, not for your hunger, not for your need. Right? A lot of times we get up and we're just, oh Lord, I can't make it. Right? And that's truly our situation. And we truly need to cry out to the Lord that way. But that's not the purpose of this time with the Lord in the morning. It's actually to meet His need. And what He cares for is the vineyards. This was actually an advance with the Shulamite, because she realized this is what He cares about. He cares about the vineyards. So she responded, "Let us rise up early for the vineyards. And let's see if the vine has budded." Right? The buds are just fresh life. New life. She's concerned. Is there new life? Is the blossom is open? Is there some progress in life? Is that bud making progress? If the pomegranates are in bloom, right? Are there signs of fruit coming forth? Right? She's there early in the morning. So, oh Lord, what about life? What about growth in life? Is there any signs of fruit? If a tree, a fruit tree, doesn't bring forth blossoms, you know what's not going to be there? I have an apple tree in my backyard, and every few years, it just, no blossoms. And this year, no blossoms. You know what's not going to be there this fall? There will be no apples, right? So blossoms are just, you know, a sign that fruit's coming forth. Right? So she's looking for this. And it says, "There I will give you my love." This is how she loved the Lord. She loved the Lord by rising up early to be with Him for the sake of the vineyards. Have you ever considered this is the way to love the Lord? In Revelation chapter 2, in the epistle to the Ephesians, it talks about having the first love. This is what it is to have the first love. Is to love the Lord in this way. Right? Lord, You care for the churches. I would rise up early with You to care for what You care for. That You would be first. This is the first love. Right? This is what the Lord was talking about. That You would match me. You would match me in what I care about. So this is a matter of meeting the Lord's need. Then it goes on. It says Psalm 110:3. I'm just trying to convince you, right? And open your eyes to see how much the Lord needs you to meet with Him in the morning. So Psalm 110:3 says, "Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn." And this is truly a precious verse. What's the womb of the dawn? What is that? That's a kind of a poetic phrase, right? Anybody ever considered, what is the womb of the dawn? You really think the dawn has a womb? Is it the sun? No, I wouldn't say it's the sun. But not bad. But the dawn, the sun isn't there, right? Right at the dawn, right? It's, dawn is before the sun has risen. Right? You know, the light's just breaking forth, but there's no sun yet, right? The sun, this is just as the sun's, right? It's still dark, but it's sort of light, you know. I actually went out this morning, right after getting a shower and early before the sun had come up, and just watched the sun come up, right? That's the dawn. But in the womb of the dawn. This is when the dawn, this is actually talking about when the dawn is being formed, right? This means it's early. So this is early. The womb of the dawn means it's early, right? It may be night, just maybe a little light, but this is early. It says, your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. So who's the you? Who do you think is the you in that verse? Yeah. Huh? You have it? You have your verse sheet? It's underneath your Bible. Look at Psalm 110:3. Who's the you there? Your young men, at the end, the last phrase, your young men will be to you like the dew. Who's the you? Oh, look at it. It's capitalized, right? So who do you think that is? The Lord, right? Right, when you see it when you see capital letters on prepositions in the Bible, right? That means it's the Lord. And this verse says we would be to Him like the dew. You know, the dew is something so soft, so delicate, right? It's softer than rain, right? Rain, you know, rain's refreshing, right? And it, you know, and there's the plop, plop, plop. But dew doesn't come that way, right? It doesn't fall. It just kind of forms in the cool, right? It's not so cold that it's freezing, right? That's frost. And with frost, you know, there's sort of a killing element there. But dew is just something that's there in the cool of the day, right? It's so soft. It just appears. How many of y'all have been out in early in the morning and it's like the air is just thick with moisture, right? How many of you ever been out early in the morning? It's just thick with moisture and you just, eventually everything is just dripping wet. Right? You ever have that experience? Being out early in the morning and everything is just watered. Everything is just dripping wet with the moisture that's forming there in the cool. This is the Lord's consideration of those who come to Him in the morning and give themselves to Him. And according to this verse, right, Psalm 110, these are the days of His warfare. He's still fighting the battle. He's still fighting to build the church, to express Him, and to defeat His enemy. This is still going on. These are the days of His warfare. So how does He get His refreshment? According to this verse, how does He get His refreshment? Right? He's refreshed. He is watered by you meeting Him early in the morning and giving yourself to Him.